Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, it is the Nelson episode 111. And Lindsay, today's question comes in from Sipiwe Mazibuko. And he's saying he's a beginner runner and he would like to run Comrades in 2015 and would like to get some advice. He's 30 years old. The longest run he's done is 13.5 kilometers at 7:22 per K. He said in July he was able to do between 20 and 25 Ks per week over 4 days. He says, how do you follow your program for the finishers medal that's on the Comrades site? He said, can I make 21 half marathon by the end of the year? If I was to start your finishers program right now, can you run the whole way in a marathon and a half marathon? There's a few questions in here. And he also wants to know is how does he go about choosing which races to run in the calendar year?
So, the answer to his first question is that yes, on that big or finishers program, he will be able to run a half marathon before the end of the year. And certainly by the time a marathon appears on that program, he will also be able to run both a half marathon and a marathon without doing any walking. In terms of choosing your races on the calendar, that's a complicated question because, of course, people are spread out all over the country and there are different races at different times. But as a general rule of thumb, I say that when we're in the middle of our training, you can do a half marathon to a 30K race on most weekends, provided that you're not chasing times. In other words, you're running that race, but just using it as a training race. And you will then need to schedule perhaps two marathons, one January, February-ish, and one sort of early April. And then you'll schedule an ultra in late April. And again, that'll depend a little bit on how you progress on the program, but that gives you a rough idea of how you would go about choosing those marathons. And just listening to this guy and the pace that he runs at, this is the sort of person that for me is the ideal candidate for training with a heart rate monitor. And I think it was a good 15 to 20 episodes ago where we discussed using heart rates and how to train with it. But this is the ideal candidate. Because he's new to running, he is very likely to run too hard without even realizing it. So if he puts that heart rate monitor on and makes sure that he goes 180 minus age minus 5, he will then have the maximum heart rate that he should be running at. And any time he goes over that, he needs to slow down and get his heart rate under or walk, for example, if it's on a hill. And if he follows that formula over the next 12 weeks, he will really be amazed at how much quicker his average speed will be. You know, he'll go right down from 7.5 minutes to somewhere in the region of low to mid sixes. And then, of course, he'll be feeling a whole lot better about his running.
Lindsay, what I'll do is I'll pop the link to that podcast where we spoke about the heart rate and how to train with the heart rate monitor in the show notes for this episode of the Ask Coach Perry. Sipiwe, thank you for your question. I hope that helps. All the best for your training. If you have any other questions or if you need any help along the way, please do be in touch. The website to get to is askcoachperry.com. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry. It's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.